如果他在我们中间，我们真的是会不应该会吓死，对不对？
Well, if the Lord is really in our midst, we should not be afraid.
他在我们中间，对不对？
He is in our midst, right?
你们都不敢讲。
Is that right?
看完这个希伯来雅书之后，你应该会很肯定了，对不对？
So when you, after reading the book of Zephaniah, it's believable.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们爱我们的主耶稣，我们来到你面前，我们要感谢你。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us, we come before you, we want to thank you.
我们知道。
We know that.
这位独一的真神。
The only true God.
已经把他所有的丰盛，所有的智慧，所有的知识都有形有体的放在你的里面。
Has placed in you all his knowledge, all his truth.
让我们可以经过你，我们可以认识这位至高独一的真神。
So through you, we may know this holy and God.
主，你让我们里面有一颗饥渴的心。
Please give us a desiring heart.
我们对你，我们真的是有一个饥饿的心。
So that we have a thirst heart for you.
我们想要更多的认识你。
We want to know you more.
求你解开你自己的话。
May you release your own words.
让我们能见到亮光。
So that we may see the light.
让我们能够行在你的光中。
So that we may walk in your light.
我们谢谢你。
So we thank you.
我们感谢你，听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要借着旧约，西番雅书，我们来思想一个问题。
Today we're going to meditate a problem, a question through the book of Zephaniah.
我的题目就是到那日有坏消息也有好消息。
So the topic is in that day there will be bad news and good news too.
西番雅书我们都不是这么熟悉哈。
We are not quite familiar with the book Zephaniah.
那么我们现在翻到西番雅书，我们看看第一章第一节。
Let's turn to the first chapter, verse 1 of the book Zephaniah.
他说，当犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位的时候，耶和华的话临到西西家的玄孙亚玛利亚的曾孙基大利的孙子古士的儿子西番雅。
The word of the Lord, which came to Zephaniah, son of Cushai, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah.
所以我们知道这个西班牙这位先知呢，他是在列王时代，在约西亚做王的时候，他做先知。
So we know that Zephaniah was a prophet during the kings and the king of Josiah.
那么大概是在主前630年左右。
It's about the time 630 years BC.
那么我们从列王记下21章那边，我们晓得这个约西亚作王是在他前面哈，一个是马拿西，一个是亚门，就是他的一个爸爸，一个是祖父。
So we know that from the second Kings chapter 21, whenHis father and his grandfather, they were kings of Manasseh and Ammon.
这两个人都是神不喜欢的王。
These two were not pleasing to God, these two kings.
马拿西做王做了55年。
Manasseh has been king for 55 years.
亚门做王做了两年。
Ammon only was king for 2 years.
弟兄姐妹，想想看，总共57年的时间。
Just think there's only 57 years.
这两个王，等一下我们会看到他们的恶行啊，他们这个做了很多很多的恶事，得罪了耶和华。
We're going to see their evil doings. They have done many wicked things and sinned against God.
可以说是尽其所能的啊，尽他所能的行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
So they have done everything possible to do evil things in the light of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，五十七年会把这个国家带成什么样子？
So if you think for 57 years, what kind of country they can lead them to?
五十七年很长的一段时间。
It's a very long period of time.
所以当约西亚做王的时候
，So when Josiah was the king,
那么他面临的是一个在属灵上面，在这个社会上面，在公益的事情上面，在法律上面，在道德上面，是一个非常败坏的一个国家。
So he was facing a country that was very terribly decayed, depraved, immoral standards and in their kingdom.
如果我们从先知书上去对照，我们从列王记上去对照的时候，弟兄姐妹，你不要以为他们那时候很贫穷啊。
So let's if we study from the prophets, don't think they were very poor.
你从那个时代的几个先知你去看的时候，你就会发现他们在那个时代其实是在经济上面，我们用现在的话讲，经济上面算是相当不错的。
So use today's word, economically, they were doing pretty good in those days.
但是神却差遣先知到他的当中。
But God sent the prophets into their midst.
我们从一个角度看，神要这个先知帮助约西亚这个王，让他能够重新的把这个国家看看能不能把它复兴起来。
So God wanted to use the king Josiah and see if he can revive the kingdom.
但是当我们读到列王记的时候，我们就发现神真的是因为马拿西这个王的缘故，他已经对以色列人的惩罚，他决定对犹大的惩罚，他不收回了。
So we can study through the kings. We know that because Manasseh was such a bad king, so God has decided not to take back the punishment of Judah.
记得西西家王吗？
Remember the Hezekiah?
西西家王的时候有一些复兴。
There was some revival during
the. 他也除掉了一些丘坛。
He has taken away some of the altars.
他做了一些神喜悦的事情。
He had done something that would please.
但是他后来犯了一个错，所以后来他就这是神要惩罚他，但是后来他求神，神就给他延长了15年的寿命。但是那个时候我们看见，那么圣经上就让我们看见，到了马拿西的时候，神就没有办法，他不能够把他自己的愤怒收回来。
So we know that by the time of Manasseh, God cannot take back his own wrath.
或者是说他的审判一定要临到犹大。
So his judgment shall fall upon Judah.
弟兄姐妹，你们刚才读完了这几处经文的时候，
When you just finish reading those passages,
给你的印象是什么？
What is your impression?
是发生什么事情？
What happened?
经文中最特别最突出的是一个什么句子？
Which verse is the most unique that stands out?
什么？
What is it?
有没有注意到？
Did you notice?
那日子。
On that day.
就是那日子。
That day.
西番雅书一个主题就是讲到那个日子。
One of the theme of the Zephaniah is to speak of that day.
也就是说耶和华的日子。
The day of the Lord.
那么今天呢，我们叫这本书，借着这本先知书，我们来认识这位神。
So today we shall get to know God through the book of Zephaniah.
你们如果真的是再继续的再把西番雅书回去多读几遍的话，
If you go back, read Zephaniah several times.
你知道它的主题就是要讲到那个日子，那就是耶和华愤怒，耶和华要审判的日子。
So the theme is the day of the Lord, the day of God's wrath and God's judgment.
那我们从西番雅书总共只有三章哈，我们从里面看到，它就是讲到说耶和华的日子，耶和华的日子，那个日子。
So it says the day of the Lord.The day of the Lord and that day.
我们就从这个耶和华的日子，我们来看看神借着西番雅告诉当时的人，告诉我们是什么样的信息。
So through Zephaniah, we shall see what God wanted to tell the people of those days and what God wanted to tell us.
第一件事情， 就是这个日子是耶和华所定的。
So the first, this day was ordained by the Lord.
就是神所定的。
It's God has ordained this day.
那么从第一章第七节，刚才我们背诵的哈，他说因为耶和华的日子快到。
So from first chapter verse 7, it says, for the day of the Lord is near.
换句话讲，是他所定的，主权是在他。
So it's the day that he has appointed, and the sovereignty is in him.
那么第三章第八节那边他又讲，他说耶和华说，你们要等候我，直到我兴起掳掠的日子，因为我已经定义要做这个事情。
So in verse 8 of chapter 3, he says, therefore wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to the prey.
主权在神。
The sovereignty is in God.
你在整本书中，你也会看见有一句话很出现很多次。
In the entire book, there's another phrase appeared many times.
就是神一直强调，一直说我必，我必。
So this God will emphasize, I will, I will.
他说我必从地上除灭。
I will destroy them from the earth.
所以。让我们看见整本书或者是讲到耶和华的日子，这个中心人物就是神他自己。
So we know that the central figure of the book is God himself.
完全是照着他自己的意思。
It's absolutely according his own will.
不只是在以色列或者是犹大人身上。
Not only in the Israelites or in the people of Judah.
就他在这些非犹大或者是以色列之外的这些外邦人身上都有他的主权。
He also has sovereignty over the Gentiles outside Judah and Israel.
我们从其他的先知书我们可以看见，就算当时最强的这些所谓的巴比伦或者是亚述或者是波斯马代，神都有主权在他们的身上。
We know that in those days, even the strong people like Assyria or Babylon or Persian or Media.
他要兴起谁，让谁做王，谁就做王。
Who he wants to raise as a king, shall be the king.
他也有能力。
He has the power.
他定义怎么发生，他就会发生。
Whatever he ordained to do, it shall happen.
我们从第二章的时候，我们就会看见他在非利士人、在亚门人、在埃及人、在古实人、在亚述人，他都在他们身上有主权的。
So in verse 2, we know God has sovereignty over the Cush, over the Egyptians, over the Philistines, and all the Gentiles.
他们最后通通被巴比伦征服了。
They were all conquered by Babylon.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，神就是要用巴比伦作为他的大刀。
So we know that from the Bible, God is going to use Babylon to be his sword.
那么当时有很多国家，我们从圣经历史上面，我们看见那些国家欺负犹大。
We know there are many countries through the history they oppressed Judah.
他们觉得说我们可以胜过犹大。
They think they can overcome.
甚至他们觉得他们的神，他们所拜的偶像，可以胜过犹大所拜的这位耶和华神。
So they think their idol, the whom they worship, are greater than the Lord.
但是神让他们知道。所有的主权都是在他的手里。
But God let them know all the sovereignty is in His hands.
这是第一个让我们看见，是耶和华所定的日子，完全照他自己的主权做这些事情。
So the first thing let us know, the day that was appointed by God is according to His own sovereignty.
第二个让我们看见，他定的那个日子是因为人的罪。
The second we know He appointed that day is because of the sin of people.
我们主要的可以从西番雅书第一章第四节到十三节哈，我们现在来看。
We can read this from chapter 1, verse 4 to 13.
那我们先看从第四节到第六节。
We shall first read from verse 4 to 6.
他讲到犹大不敬畏神，犹大藐视神。
So he tells about the Judah who does not fear God, nor they also despise God.
那么他在第四节的时候，他说我必伸手攻击犹大和耶路撒冷的一切居民，也必从这地方剪除所剩下的巴利并基马林的民和祭司。
Here in verse 4 he says, So I will stretch out my hand against the Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place.
如果你好，我们看一下《列王记下》21章。
Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 21.
列王记下21章就是讲这个马拿西跟亚门的事情。
Here it talks about the evil deeds of Manasseh and Ammon.
列王记下。
2 Kings.
21章。
Chapter 21.
好，我们就。他这两个人真的是很恶哈。
These are two evil kings.
我们随便看一看，我们就可以看到他的恶了。
We just take a look, we see their evil.
哎，在第一节他说他做王55年，弟兄姐妹55年哈，很长的时间。
So in verse one, he said he was king for 52 years. It's a very long period of time.
我们中间有很多年轻人，你们有没有注意到他做王的时候什么时候？他多大
？Some of your young people, did you notice how old?Or how young he was when he was the king.
多大啊
？How old was he?
我不知道你们名字，我知道你们名字，我就点你们名哈。
I don't know your name. Otherwise, I will call upon you.
12岁他就开始做王。
He was a king at starting at 12 years of age.
当然，他是跟西西家中间有一段时间重叠的。
But there is an overlapping between him and his Hezekiah.
我不晓得他从他父亲身上看见什么事情。
I don't know what he saw in his father.
但是他做出来的事情完全是跟他父亲是不一样的。
But what he did was entire opposite of what his father did.
那么第二节，马拿西行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法耶和华在以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行可憎的事情，重新建筑他父亲西西家所毁坏的丘坛。丘坛呢，就是在当时他们随随便便找一个，就哎，这个地方好像有灵验啊，他们就在那地方筑一个坛，然后就在那边啊、拜偶像。他说所毁坏的丘坛又为巴利竹坛做亚瑟拉像，效法以色列王亚哈所行的，且敬拜侍奉天上的万象，在耶和华殿中筑坛。耶和华曾指着这殿说，我必立我的名在耶路撒冷，他却在耶和华殿的两院中为天上的万象筑坛，并使他的儿子金火又关照用法术立交鬼的和行巫术的，多行耶和华看为恶眼中看为恶的事，惹动他的怒气，又在殿内立雕刻的亚瑟拉像。弟兄姐妹，这个就是马拿西的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is what Manasseh did.
巴利是从四世纪第二章的时候，以色列就已经开始染上了这个我们叫做拜偶像的病。
You know, Baal started in the Judges.That when Israel started worshiping the foreign idols.
才出埃及没有多久。
Just left Egypt not too long.
那么在列王记下，刚才我们念的哈，21章里面，马拿西王他所做的事情。
We just read what Manasseh did in chapter 21.
他把这些偶像造在殿里面。
He built those idols in the temple.
那么他讲到说基马林哈，基马林呢是指当时这些拜偶像的祭司。
They also talked about those priests who were worshiping idols.
那么还有这些在房顶上敬拜天上万象的。
And those who worship the heavens on the rooftop.
然后还有那些指着耶和华起誓，又指着马勒堪起誓的。
And those who swear in the name of Jehovah, they also swear in the name of Moloch.
这个马勒堪呢，是亚门人他们所拜的神。
So Moloch was the god worshipped by Ammon.
然后到了第六节，他说与那些转去不跟从耶和华的和不寻求耶和华的，也不访问他的，在这里他就告诉我们说，犹大离弃了神。
So in verse 6 he says basically Judah has forsaken God.
他怎么离弃神呢？他就是转去不跟从耶和华。
How did they forsake God? They turned away and did not follow.
不寻求耶和华。
Did not seek the Lord.
也不访问他的。
Did not visit with the Lord.
这是他们在宗教上面。
This is their religion.
这是马拿西还有亚门所带进来的。
This is what brought into their religion by Manasseh and Ammon.
再加上前面的一些王所带进来的。
Plus the other kings before them.
所以这个约西亚啊，做王实在是不容易。
So you know it's not easy for Josiah to be the king.
他面临了一个我们叫做说百废待兴的一个国家。
百废。
所有的事情通通都废掉了。
So but he was the king, everything was destroyed.
所有的事情都需要复兴。
Everything needs to be revived.
接下去我们再看。
So we continue to see.
在第八节。
In verse 8.
他说到了我耶和华献祭的日子，必惩罚首领和王子，并一切穿外邦衣服的。到那日，我必惩罚一切跳过门槛，将强暴和诡诈得来之物充满主人房屋的。在这里他就告诉我们，在这个在那个时代，什么样的一个时代，他们这个政治上，在他的或者是说社会上，已经没有了所谓的公正了。
So we can see by those verses is talk about the day where there is no righteousness.
那么在社会上，在国家里面看不到公平的事情。
So in their country and in their society, there's no justice.
那么首领王子，这些都是在上面的啊，首领王子，那么他们就把别人的东西抢过来，放在他们自己的房子，或者是放在他们主人的房子里面。
So the kings and the sons of the kings, they are the ruling class. They have deprived the people and took their things into their houses.
我们再看他们在社会风气上面。
Let's look at their the social culture.
从第十节开始。
From verse 10.
他说耶和华说，当那日从鱼门必发出悲哀的声音，从二层发出哀嚎的声音，从山间发出大破裂的响声。马格提斯的居民啊，你们要哀嚎，因为迦南的商民都灭亡了，凡搬运银子的都被剪除。在这个地方他就告诉我们鱼门是什么。鱼门就好像现在所谓的，你们有没有看过鱼市场啊？这个可能在美国没有啊。
What is a fish gate?
就是他们做生意的地方。
It's where they do business like the fish market.
那么就是他们从这个海里面抓到鱼之后，或者是从河里面抓到鱼之后呢，他们就到一个地方在那边拍卖。其实他的意思就是说是在那边做生意。
So they bring the fishes where they get from the sea or the river. They come here and sell them to do business.
那么第二层是什么呢？第二层也是他们所谓的一个商业区哈。
It's another business district.
马格提斯是代表什么呢？
What is a marketish?
马格提斯也是说商人做买卖的地方。
It's the place where businessmen do their business.
接下来你就看到迦南的商民。
Then you see the people of Canaan.
然后你就看见他们搬运银子。
You can see how they away the silver.
就是描述当时的人一心一意，他们的心思意念都是在想要赚钱的事情上面。
Just tell all they have thought about is to gain profit.
甚至我们从其他的先知书里面，我们也可以看到，他们真的是在安息日的时候坐在殿里面，但是他们心里面是在想到说，哎呀，这个安息日什么时候结束啊？
So in the other prophet books, you know that even though they were in the temple on the day of a Sabbath.
所以我赶快可以去做生意。
So I can go quickly do my business.
兄弟们，我们要知道，在犹太人犹大，他们的安息日是不做生意的，是关门的。
You know, in Judah, they are not doing business on Sabbath.
那么安息日过了之后，才可以把门打开。
They can only open the door and the gate after Sabbath.
那么很多时候就有一些不是犹大的人，他们就想要进来做生意。
Many times the people who are not from Judah, they want to come in to do business.
我就在想到，就好像我们现在，如果从我们现在来想的话，
If we look from today's perspective,
就好像主日的时候，你来到教会里面参加崇拜，
When you come on the Sunday to worship,
那你的心思意念是在其他的事情上面，
But your thoughts are other matters.
你希望崇拜赶快结束，
You wish that worship would be finished.
啊，我还可以去做生意。
So I can go to business.
或者是我还可以去做什么其他的事情。
I can do other things.
我不是说你崇拜完了之后不可以去做。
I'm not saying you should not go through them after the worship.
但是你在崇拜的时候，你脑筋已经开始想到那些了。
But when you are worshiping, you already start thinking.
这个是神不喜欢的。
This is not pleasing to God.
这是他们当时在他们的社会风气上面，他们所追求的、所看重的，就是这些所赚来的财物。
So in those days, all they focus on are what they have gained, the wealth.
然后我们再看十二节跟十三节。
That's verse 12 and 13.
他说：“那时我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷。”我必惩罚那些如酒在渣滓上面澄清的，他们心里说耶和华必不降福也不降祸，他们的财宝必成为猎物，他们的房屋必变为荒场，他们必建造房屋却不得住在其内，栽种葡萄园却不得喝所出的酒。在这里我们看见当时的犹大，他们相信他们自己的能力。
Here in verse 12 and 13 tells us thatJudah believed in their own ability.
他们好像那个酒、那个渣滓哈，就是说那个沉淀哈，在这个一个器皿里面。这个以色列人，这是犹大当时巴勒斯坦地他们做酒的方法。
So where they say that they were describing as how they were making wine, those who fall to the bottom of the wine bottle.
他们就是把那个酒瓶哈里面放了酒之后
，After put the wine in the bottle.
他们就把那个东西放在那个地方，
they leave them there.
让里面的东西慢慢慢慢沉淀下来。
So the things gradually will fall to the bottom.
然后他们就把这个上面的干比较干净的酒把它倒到另外一个瓶子里面。
So they will pour the clear wine into a different bottle.
这个要很有技术的。
So this takes some skill.
因为你不能够把那个下面的沉淀把它叫做什么搅动起来。
So you cannot stir up.Down the bottom.
然后呢，在这个新的瓶子里面，又把它放在那边放着。
They had to put the new bottle there for a while.
然后慢慢慢慢又有沉淀下来。
Then the things continue to fall.
然后你再把它倒到上面的干，就是没有沉淀的东西了，再把它倒到另外一个瓶子里面。
And then they pour that part into a different bottle.
这就是他们做酒的方法。
This is how do they make wine.
在这里神叫这个先知西班牙就用这个例子来让他们看见。
Here, God led Zephaniah through this example to see.
那么当那个酒瓶子没有去倒的时候，
When you did not pour one from the bottle,
久了之后慢慢慢慢时间久了之后那个沉淀啊就变越来越硬越来越硬。
So the things that fall to the bottom that become harder and harder.
如果你们要了解这个事情的话，你们可以去参考耶利米书第四十八章第十一节，他在那里就告诉我们说，摩押自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣滓上面澄清，没有人从这个器皿把它倒到那个器皿，因为他们从来没有被掳去过。因此它的原味尚存，香气未变，所以人慢慢的就变成用英文讲就是 settle down 了。
So if you want to understand more, you can go to Jeremiah chapter 41. What it really says, when things are settled down, people become so complacent.
是48章11节哈，就是在耶利米书，他就慢慢的觉得很舒适了，慢慢的变硬了。
So they become very comfortable, very complacent, and become hard-hearted.
所以先知就告诉他们，所以先知就责备他们，他们心里面想，耶和华必不降福，也不降祸。
That's why they teach them. They say the Lord will not do good or evil.
因为他们觉得神可能也没有能力。
They think maybe God doesn't have the ability.
或者是神也根本不想管他们。
Or God doesn't care about them.
他们以为这个就是真正的平安。
So they thought this is a true peace.
其实这是假的安全感。
But this is a false sense of security.
所以这些犹大人他们就开始想要赚钱。
So this means that people want to start making earn money.
他说他们建造房屋却不得住在其内。
They build houses, but they cannot live in it.
栽种葡萄园却不得喝所出的酒。
And plant a vineyard, but they cannot drink the wine.
但是他们不知道。
But they do not know.
因为他们从来没有被搅动过。
Because they have never been stirred up.
所以他们以为这就是真的了。
They think this is true.
接下去我们要看，刚才我们所看的是犹大他们的罪。
We just saw the sin of Judah. Let's continue to.
下面我们再看耶和华的日子是什么样的一个日子呢？
What kind of day is the day of the Lord?
在第一章第十四节那边告诉我们说，耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快。
In verse 14 says, "Near is the great day of the Lord. Near and coming very soon."
是不会迟延的。
It's never be delayed.
一定会发生的。
It will happen.
不是犹大所想的，他们从来没有被搅动过。
It's not like Judah, they never thought they would be stirred up.
马上就会被搅动了。
They will be quickly stirred.
然后我们再看到第一章第二节到第三节，耶和华说：“我必从地上除灭万类，我必除灭人和牲畜与空中的鸟、海里的鱼以及绊脚石和恶人，我必将人从地上剪除。”这是耶和华说的。我们看见这个严重性。
From verse 2 and 3 of chapter 1.We can see the seriousness of the matter.
然后我们再从第一章第七节那边，我们看见这是一个很悲惨的。
So from verse 7 of chapter 1, this is a very sad day.
那么在那个地方，主耶和华的日子快到，耶和华已经预备了祭物，将他们的客分别为圣。到了我耶和华献祭的日子，弟兄姐妹，这个地方是说他要屠杀以色列，屠杀犹大。
So here it says.The Lord is going to destroy Judah. He's going to kill them.
他的客分别为圣，就是巴比伦。
He has to consecrate his visit. The visitors are Babylon.
他要用巴比伦的刀来毁灭，来杀戮这些犹大人。
He's going to use the sword of Babylon to destroy Judah.
接着从十五节开始，我们看见他说这是一个哭嚎的日子，是一个愤怒的日子，是一个极难的日子，是一个困苦的日子，是一个要打仗、吹角、呐喊的日子。他们的血必倒出如灰尘，他们的肉必抛弃如粪土，是全面性的，是彻底的，是全面性的毁灭。
So from verse 15, we know.The day is a complete destruction.
然后我们看到第一章第十二节，他说那个时候我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷。
Verse 12, he says, I will search Jerusalem with a lamp.
他要拿着灯照每一个角落。
He's going to take the lamp and shine on every corner.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
他不能够容许有任何的黑暗，有任何的漏网之鱼。
He cannot tolerate any darkness or anyone who may escape.
但是很可惜的，我们看见在第三章第一节到第六节。
But it's very pitiful. We can see from chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
他们虽然有先知的警告，
Even though they have the warning of the prophets,
虽然周围的列国的灭亡，
Even though those countries destroyed around them,
他们仍然不悔改，
But they still are rebellious without repenting.
特别我们看第三章第七节，
Particularly we look at chapter 3 verse 7.
我说你只要敬畏我，领受训诲，如此你的住处不至照我所拟定的除灭。然后最后他讲了一句话，他说只是你们从早起来就在一切事上败坏自己。
So he says, I said surely you will revere me except instruction, and but you have not followed me.
弟兄姐妹，这个可怕不可怕？
Is this terrible, fearful?
这是一个坏消息。
This is a bad news.
对犹大来讲。
To Judah.
因为他们不悔改。
Because they do not repent.
但是我们看神，他仍然是守约施慈爱的神。
We know that God is a merciful God. God keeps his covenant.
我们看第三章第十节。
We shall read verse 4 of chapter 3.
他说，我们从 第九节，他说那时我必使万民用清洁的言语好求告我耶和华的名，同心合意的侍奉我，祈祷我的就是我所分散的民，必从古时和外来给我献供物。然后我们再看十七节，他说耶和华你的神是施行拯救大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。我们看见神他仍然是大有能力的。
So from verse 9-10 and verse 17 of chapter 3 we can see the Lord is a mighty God.
他要把他所分散的，就是把 被巴比伦所分散到各处的这些子民把他招回来。
He will gather all the people that was dispersed by Babylon. He will gather them back.
他是大有能力的神。
He is the almighty God.
他向他们施怜悯。
He will have mercy on them.
他也是这位施慈爱的神。
He is also a loving God.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主的日子，
The Lord, the day of the Lord.
耶和华的日子，
the day of the Lord.
是一个审判的日子，
It's a day of judgment.
是一个愤怒的日子，
It's a day of wrath.
是一个灭亡的日子，
day of destruction.
这是旧约的先知一再重复的信息。
This is keep repeating by the prophets.
但是我们到新约里面时候，我们也看到在新约的书信里面，我们在新约的书里面，我们会看到他提到主的日子。
We also can see that in the New Testament.In the epistles, they mentioned the day of the Lord.
主耶稣也亲自提到那个日子。
Jesus has also mentioned that Lord day.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个很重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
不只是对你。
Not only for you.
不只是对，也是你对你周围的人。
But also for all the people around you.
神从旧约一直到新约一再的提。
God continued to mention the day of the Lord from Old Testament to New Testament.
他要人做出适当的行动来。
He wants people to do proper acts.
不是只是脑筋知识。
Not just what you know in your head.
乃是他行动上的改变。
There have to be a change in their deeds.
人应该神要的是人照着圣经的真理而活着。
God wants people to live according to the truth of the Bible.
因为主的日子是真的。
Because the Lord, the day of the Lord is true.
我为什么知道主的日子是真的？
How do I know the day of the Lord is true?
因为神是真的。
Because God is true.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看犹太人的盼望在哪里？
What is the hope of the Jews?
我们从圣经历史上面，我们看见他们真的是被毁掉了。
We know from The church history, they will be destroyed.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
神没有改变。
God did not change.
他在那个时候做的事情，因为他的本性。
He did those things according to his own nature.
因为他痛恨罪恶。
Because he hates.
因为他没有办法容忍他的子民犯罪离弃他。
He cannot tolerate his people desert him.
犹太人因为他们的罪，犹大因为他们的罪受到了神的惩罚。
So the Jewish people, the people of Judah, was punished because of their sins.
我们来看看他们的盼望。
Let's look at their hope.
第二章
，Chapter Two，
第一节一直到第三节。
From verse one to three.
他说：“不知羞耻的国民呐、啊，你们应当聚集，趁命令没有发出，日子过去如风前的糠。耶和华的烈怒未临到你们。”他发怒的日子未到已先，你们应当聚集前来。世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呐、啊，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义、谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是犹大的盼望。
This is the hope for Judah.
他们的盼望是建立在神的本性上面。
So their hope.Is based upon God's attributes.
所以我们看见神把他们召回来，不是因为他们做了什么好事情。
We know that God gathered them back not because they have a good deed.
乃是因为神的公义和他的慈爱。
It's because of God's righteousness and God's love.
犹大人他们没有看见主耶稣的事情。
The people of Judah did not see Lord Jesus.
但是神借着耶稣，他又跟人立了一个新的约。
But God has established a new covenant through Jesus.
就像我们今天早上在这里擘饼纪念主。
Just like when we remember our Lord by breaking the bread.
这是神，这是主耶稣他所立的一个新约。
This is the new covenant.In the Lord Jesus.
犹大仍然是有盼望。
Judah still have hope.
因为主耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他仍然对着犹大在那边宣讲这个福音的信息。
So God, Jesus came to this world, continued to speak the gospel according to Judah.
我知道我们中间有人你还没有信主的。
I know some of you here still not believe.
你还没有接受。
You have not accepted
你还没有接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
You have not accepted the Lord Jesus to be your personal savior.
弟兄姐妹，朋友们，我告诉你，如果你还没有接受，我告诉你，神是没有改变的。不要以为这个西班牙书已经过去了。
So, friends, do not believe God will change. Do not believe the book of Zephaniah is over.
对于以色列人，对于犹大，他们那个日子，他们被灭亡，在主前609年。这被毁掉的那个日子已经过去了。
The day that Judah was destroyed, which was 609 BC, that day is over.
但是神将来还有一个日子。
But God have another day.
这是主耶稣所讲的那个日子。
That is the day that Lord Jesus spoke of.
犹大他们所遭遇的所遭遇的事情。
What happened to Judah?
只是一个，我不晓得该怎么讲，是开胃菜呢？不对哈，对不对？不能讲是开胃菜。
It's not appetizing.
是让我们看见一点点的光。
Only led us to see a little light.
是很恐怖的一件事情。
It's a terrifying thing.
我告诉你，将来主耶稣再来的时候
When the Lord Jesus comes again,
那个日子更厉害。
And that day is even more terrifying.
那么在启示录里面就讲到这些事情。
In the Revelation, it spoke of this day.
那么他们在那个时候，有些人碰到这些灾害之后，他们仍然希望说，大山可以倒在我们的身上，小山可以压住我们，让我们不要面对耶和华神的愤怒。
So on that day, the people would rather wish the mountain would fall upon them so they do not need to face Lord.
如果你没有跟神立了这个新约,
If you do not have this new covenant with God,
你没有把耶稣基督当成你自己的救主,
You did not consider take Jesus to be your personal savior.
你没有相信耶稣是神的儿子。
You did not believe Jesus is the Son of God.
你将来就会碰到比犹大碰到的更严重的事情。
You're going to face even more serious things that faced Judah.
你没有办法避开神的愤怒。
You cannot escape from God's wrath.
你没有办法避开神的审判。
You cannot escape the judgment of God.
你也没有办法避开这个灭亡。
You cannot escape destruction.
所以主耶稣他来到这个世界上。
So when Jesus came to this world,
他给了我们一个盼望。
He gave us a hope, an hope.
这就是好消息。
And this is the good news.
约翰福音三章那边告诉我们。
In chapter 3 of John,
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So God so loved the world, he gave him his only begotten son.
叫一些信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Because God sent that his son is not to condemn the world, but may people may be saved.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
Those who believe in him shall not be condemned, but those do not believe that they are condemned.
因为他不信神独生子的名。
Because they do not believe in the name of God's only begotten Son.
接下去他讲到说，不寻求公义，不寻求义，不寻求神的，他们是因为他们自己的罪而灭亡了。
So he continues to say, for those who does not seek righteousness, who does not seek God, they will be perished because of their own sin.
十九节他说，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
In verse 19, it says, the light is come into the world, and the men love the darkness.Rather than the light, for their deeds were evil.
西班牙书那边告诉我们说，他说趁着神发怒的日子还没有来到之前。
So in book of Zephaniah it says, we should, before the decree takes effect, before the day of the Lord comes.
我们要来寻求。
We ought to seek the Lord.
寻求公义。寻求谦卑。
Seek righteousness, seek humility.
弟兄姐妹，这就是西班牙书。
So brothers and sisters, this is the book of Zephaniah.
西班牙书跟我们有什么关系？
So what is the relationship for Zephaniah to us?
有很多人说，这个犹大跟我们有什么关系？
So you may say, what is Judah to us?
不是。西班牙书跟我们有什么关系？
It's not what is the relationship between the book of Zephaniah and us.
也不是犹大跟我们有什么关系？
It's not between what Judah and us.
乃是这位神跟我有关系。
But this God has a relationship with us.
因为神他是有主权的。
Because God is the sovereign God.
他是一位从永远到永远的神。
So he is.From everlasting to everlasting.
他永远不会改变的。
He shall never change.
他的公义不会改变的。
His righteousness shall never change.
他的圣洁不会改变的。
His holiness shall never change.
所以他说了，他的日子来到，一定会来到。
So if he said his day is coming, his day will come.
所以人应当悔改，回到神的面前。
That's why people should repent and return to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哎，我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you fully.
是你带给我们盼望。
You have given us hope.
我们中间若有人还没有相信你呢
？If there's anyone who still do not believe you in our midst,
你自己真的是救他们。
May you save them yourself.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.